We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. It's nice to see a lot of faces here. Rather be on a happy note than sad. We'll go to public comment. I guess the only one that we don't have on the agenda tonight is Andy. You got something for the...
For the Hunt Fish Club?
Yeah.
To get our gambling permit for...
If you would.
Yeah, I'd roll it on there.
Okay, why don't we'll take care of you quick.
Oh.
That way...
I'm here to see if you guys got to sign this so we can get a gambling permit for February 9th, 2015, for our calendar apple we always do.
February 9th?
Yep. 2015.
Okay. Basically, it will be handled under the consent agenda.
Yeah, we'll just add.
But for information, at least now we got you on the record that you're here. And we'll get it signed in a little bit here.
Pretty much formalities, so.
Yep.
Issues.
No. Anything else from the public? Otherwise, we'll move on. Agenda review. Any items to add?
Mayor and City Council, just under the, these can be added to the consent. Building permit report. Updated delinquency report. And then can be added also... temporary on-sale liquor licenses for the Hamburg Lions Club. Basically, those dates will be August 30th and September 6th for the Lions Club for serving for weddings, I believe. Correct, Mr. Rupolis? And then also can be added under the claims report, item number 11, 2014 July claims list and the 2014 August claims list. But I see it says 13 on top. It should be 14.
Any other additions? All right.
Do you want to approve the agenda as adopted or as amended?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I guess I'd like to pull that one about the Minnesota Valley Regional Rail Authority. I have no idea what that's all about.
Okay.
Let's get through that up real quick.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda with the Minnesota Valley Regional Authority fee schedule removed.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the Minnesota Valley Regional Rail Authority fee schedule removed. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the fire department report. Chief Buckentine.
Good evening, all. Greetings. I think we start out with the certificate for firefighter Clayton Mockentoon.
We shall do that. Mr. Mockentoon, would you want to come up front, please? Certificate of recognition. This certificate is awarded to Clayton Mockentoon in recognition of valuable contributions to the City of Hamburg for serving 20 years as a volunteer firefighter for the City of Hamburg. Basically from the Hamburg City Council and Mayor. Congratulations.
And I'm not sorry I did it one bit at all. It was a good experience. I enjoyed it. And I'd do it again if I was 40 years younger.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
I'd just like to thank Clayton. He was one of them guys that's going to be missed. Always came with a good attitude and He's one of the guys behind the scenes. He always took care of the stuff that had to be done. He's been missed already. We get two new members that finally passed background checks. Zach Cook, who comes to us from Maine. He was a firefighter out there for 4 years. He is the one we've been doing background checks on since February. Finally got them passed. And Kip Travis Jr., hiding here, his head down in the brown shirt. He is in Green Isles Fire District, but he's within our 5-minute response time, so we're fortunate to have two new members come on this month. That is them two. Next, the bleachers for the Green Isle tractor pull. Actually, that is also why Kip is here. I'll let him talk about that.
Basically, wondering if we can use them again this year for the pull.
Last year they weren't used, right?
We had some things come up, and we asked for them, and it was okay. We had some things come up, and we never got over to get them.
And they got the insurance stuff with Jeremy has that already for
them. The year before, we used them.
Fire department will be working it too, so.
What's the council's wishes or thoughts?
There was an issue with the inspection on those, Jeremy. Did that get taken care of?
No, it has not been done yet.
Okay, there's a sticker on there that they're inspected by Bleacher Inspection Department of the state or whatever, but that inspection is expired. And I'm wondering, I'm wondering if we should maybe have those inspected before we let go of them.
That would be on the safe side, I would think.
I did talk to them today about that, so I'll touch base with them tomorrow. What do they need them, Friday or Thursday?
I think they want them. Mm-hmm. So you need them Thursday.
Our insurance covers all that. You guys don't have to worry about
that. We still could be held liable. I'll try to see what I can line up.
Is there any comments yet from the council?
Well, I guess as long as our fire department's involved, I think that's, you know, a decent thing to do. But I'm worried about the liability issue. But
yeah, I'm moving them. They're getting older.
Yeah, they are. They're getting done.
We don't do none of it.
You just need the bigger ones, right?
That's the ones by the
West Ballfield.
Yeah.
They've got insurance on transporting and over there? Or what?
It's all in our liability insurance for the show.
What about transporting? Are they going to, it falls off a trailer and what happens to it?
We get new ones, I bet.
From who?
My insurance company.
Yeah, if there's insurance on it. I think from, I don't know, from now on, I think they, maybe next year they should, you know, look for different bleachers somewhere else. I just think that moving them bleachers, we didn't buy them to take them to Green Isle or to Arlington or anything else. We bought them for Hamburg, but for the people in town, and not for other occasions someplace else. So I think they should be looking at something like that for next year or something.
Do we have to make a motion to grant it to use, I suppose? So I guess either if there's any more comments, we should get a motion to approve the use of them.
I do have to. Councilman Odom's concerned they haven't been inspected.
Certified.
Even with insurance and that, you still would be liable for it.
What happens if we can't get them inspected by Friday?
That's up to council then, if you want to let them out.
Where is the guy from?
Well, the inspect can do it.
Okay. So basically to call them out here. And you need them when? By Thursday, I suppose?
Thursday.
Yeah, because tomorrow's Wednesday already, and it's Friday night. It'll pop up here pretty soon.
I think by Wednesday, Thursday, they'd be able to come out.
Yeah. I guess on that condition that they pass on our end, we should have it done anyway.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So.
I'll move to approve Green Isle to use them this year, as long as we get the inspection done.
There's a second.
Second that.
Motion made and seconded to allow use of the bleachers for the Green Isle tractor pull providing we get the inspection done. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried.
Next hit, Unity Center Fire Hall expansion equipment. What that is about is just wondering if there's any plans in the works to expanding any of the buildings around here. The fire hall in the back, I don't know if anyone's noticed, they're getting pretty tight and run into each other. Our office is full, city offices are full, public works is crammed. Well, I get that, it's money, but.
It has been talked about. There has been ideas already to expand that way. I think there was, and that way.
Well, that's what I heard. I've heard that for 10 years already, and another 10 years we're going to be out of room.
Well, it's very possible. With the room situation over there, I think you're going to be looking at probably a lot of consolidating to towns. Everybody probably won't need two tankers. And things are happening, I think, that all the cities, small and big, are going to have to just look a little bit different.
There's grants, AFT grant has, it's too late probably this year, but station modifications, and it's just bringing it up.
That's good, though.
And just to add on that, we have, past 2-3 years, started a fund. I mean, it's only $2,000. I mean, that don't go a long way. Probably maybe covering inflation right now, you know, on a full project. But the city is looking at putting that money's away, but ultimately, really, it comes down to cost.
Right. Well, and that makes sense. I mean,
what are some things that the group is looking to add on? Like, as far as, more, like, do you have specific ideas which you guys want to do?
Well, sure, there's always a wish list, but I mean, just anything we could do citywide, it just seems like it's getting to be all three departments are running out of room here between the offices, the public works, and the fire.
That is.
At the end of this year, we'll have $12,000 in that fund. So.
Okay. The equipment part of that was. Just gonna give you a FYI in the future between radios, air packs, and gear. Three more we'll be looking at probably around the time we look at the engine replacement, which that money's already going, so we should be sitting good on equipment or on trucks. Radios were $4,500 a piece, and for now they're good. I mean, there's no issues with them, but he said as they're aging, depending on what's wrong with them, we might be looking at radios that can't be fixed anymore.
And how many are you?
I think it's 24 or 27. It's 20-some. Mm-hmm. And they said it's not an issue now. I'm not scaring anyone it's an issue now. Just looking into the future.
Any talks on that about doing countywide grant again? Or?
Well, everyone's doing their own. Well, not everyone, but I know Victoria, Chaska, they've started programs with their own, but theirs are different. That's a whole different thing. They can get new ones each year, and they rotate them down through public works. I mean, others, some are replacing one or two as they can. There's really no big projects going. I mean, a lot of them have capital improvement projects where they've got them in that budget figured in. With radios.
What kind of timeline on radios are you thinking?
He said, as of now, I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. It's.
I guess
he says
nice
they're aging. I don't know if it's. Yeah, I can't.
2020, we need to look at replacing them by.
Or? I would look for something like that. There's nothing you know right up front when they're going to start going. And there's no program out there that says, like with the air packs, 2019, they're all expired. Our bottles are going to be expired 2019. We know that. The radios are, as long as they're working, and we don't have an issue. Basically, tonight I was just going to bring it up to your attention so you know about it. And the same with the air packs. Our bottles will expire 2019.
I've been talking a month and a half, calling the guy. He can't give me prices on just to plan for what they would be. So as of now, I don't know that. But we do know they're 15-year bottles, and we got them in 2004.
How many do you have, Justin?
32, I believe. We got 15 air packs and two bottles for each pack, and we have 2 1-hour hazmat bottles.
But it's just the bottles and you don't need the equipment, right?
Depending on how it is. Hard to say right now. I would say our gear isn't worn, or our packs aren't wore down that bad. We've had issues, but they've been small issues. As of right now, I think our packs are probably going to be good. I mean, that's something to look at when you get that far. But as of now, we haven't had real major issues with our air packs. And the same goes for the bottles. It's just the lifespan of them is 15 years, and that's it. So. And finally, with the equipment, is our gear. We put in for a FEMA grant this year. We haven't heard anything back. Problem with grants and gear is they don't wear the same from person to person. Been talking with Jeremy, trying to set something up if we can work something in to just get 3 new sets of gear. That's kind of similar to how other departments are setting it up. They'll get 4 to 5 depending on what is what, but right now the packs or the sets we looked at are about $1,800 a piece, so at 3 sets of gear would, as of right now, be about $6,000 a year. But that would allow us to keep, we've got probably 6 or 7 guys that shouldn't be wearing their gear in anymore. We've probably got 6 or 7 sets of gear that have absolutely nothing wrong with them. So to go get 28 new sets of gear doesn't make a lot of sense. I'd like to set up some kind of program just to, for the future, to get a gear replacement program.
I think on the equipment part of it, this week or early next week, maybe if we can get together and get some numbers together.
Okay.
So I can get this added into the wish list for the 2015 proposed budget. So we can start looking at some of these items now already.
For all of them or just the year?
All of them.
Okay.
I think they all should get put on the wish list. Because like radios, right, could be next year.
Right.
10 years. Air packs, we know. At least we get it on that wish list, so it's on there every year. You know, there at least we have dates. We know we got four or five budget cycles to get them replaced, and then gear, maybe setting something up, like you said, 3 a year, so we can get these things in the budget so it's not all of a sudden a big, you know, impact to the budget and to the taxes.
Do you have a guess how much a bottle would go?
I have no idea.
No clue?
I've been calling him and emailing him. He's not getting back to me with that.
It'd be nice to get a ballpark number.
We've only got one dealer that deals with the system we've got, so I'll say I'd call their office and talk to someone other than our salesman. But
okay.
We know gear's about 2,000 per set, right?
Yeah, because that
radios are about 4,000 a radio.
They're 4,500 for.
Man, I'm in the wrong business.
Which we had the ones we have now are 1,800 when they got them 10 years ago. And for basically the same radio, you're looking at 4,500. So
iPhones work?
Oh boy!
Wow.
So, and there might be cheaper options out there too. That's just the radio comparable to what we have now. Okay. Is what I looked at. So, that should be that. I think Jeremy had added DNR grant on. If it's all right, I'll just skip to that right now. Since we're on gear, we just got a grant yesterday for a matching grant for 2 sets of gear through the DNR. That was a $3,600. So the DNR will repay us $1,800, reimburse us back for that. So we'll get that going. The hose testing and ladder testing. So all the engine repairs we had earlier this year that came up, we're looking at different options to try and save some money without wrecking our engines. Talking to Curvita when they were out there working on them, he said the worst thing for them engines is hose testing. So we priced out through Firecat, does some of the neighborhood or the neighboring department's hose testing. They gave me a price at $1,450 a year for them to come out and do it. So we thought that was a little steep. So we looked at a
hose testing manifold you can buy instead of using the engine or your pump. It's basically a one pump. We tried that about 5 years ago, and it took forever. They were anywhere from $1,600 to $3,000 to get one of them. So what we ended up coming with was we did hose testing this last month, and we only used our backup engine on it. We didn't use our mainline engine, so we'll see how that worked come spring without using that engine for hose testing. And we did it a little different way. Talking with the guys from Curvita, they had just told us a different way to do it that's not so hard on the engine. So we tried some different things. Hopefully it worked, and we won't have so many problems with the engines next year.
And how much testing is that unit that you can buy for testing hoses?
For that pump, that manifold?
Yeah.
The ones I looked at were $1,600 to $3,000. We had one of our firemen, he said he thinks he can build one for cheaper, so he was going to look into it.
How often do you have to test these hoses?
Once a year.
And so I'm sure all fire departments have to do that, right?
Yeah, everybody does it. The problem with them is they're so slow and they take forever. Because we had tried it, and it when we tried it that night, oh man, there's a lot of people back here. Jared was here, but we did it. We went off the engine. We did all the hose in the time it took to do about half of one truck on that manifold. So we'd be looking at almost three trainings.
Oh, okay.
To do it that way.
I'm really driving at is if you've got a piece of gear that's satisfactory, maybe all the surrounding departments
right.
Chip in. And if it doesn't work.
Some do that. That's still something to look into next year. And Mayor and Watertown, I believe, do that. So we'll have to talk to them and see how it works for them, too. But so hopefully we'll see how it went with this way this year. Along with that, it priced out for our ladders haven't been tested since, I think it was 2005. And that Firecat that comes out, they do ladder testing too. They usually only do it if they have the hose testing. I talked to them. They said they'd come out for us and do just the ladder testing at $150 a foot. It was going to be around $200. And the American Test Centers, when I called them, they're the ones we'd used in the past. They were 10 ladders or less for $400. So it's kind of nice for the Firecat to they will come out and do that for us. Is there no questions?
When do they have to be tested?
What?
When do they have to be tested?
They're supposed to be every year, but for what we use them for, we hardly pull them off once a year. And I think Brad said last time they were out, they told us that there's really no sense in testing them every year for the amount we use them. It's more for the aerials need to be checked every year, which we don't have. So the first responder refresher, we had that priced out. I think Jeremy had something given to him. It was going to be $6,300 for next year. So we had looked at different agencies. We found one that couple other departments in the county are using was going to be down to about $1,200 a year for the same thing. Now, who we usually use came back with a different price today. That's going to be a little more than that, so we've got some discussions to do at next meeting, but for right now we are looking at options to save some money there. For the MBFTE this year, we had sent in extra reimbursements for an extra $470, which we got granted to us. So through the state, we had $2,870 given back for training. I think Brad got this year's, because their year is July 1st or July 31st, I don't remember. But $2,900 will be this year's grant award. For National Night Out, went good, about 150 to 175 people. Nice to see the neighborhoods coming together. Anybody have anything else to add?
Oh, it was a good night.
talking to people from where I work at, sounds like we had more here than all the neighborhoods in Minnetonka. A lot of them don't have the neighborhoods coming together like they did here. So, finally, for a raise, I read it wrong. Thought it was for the budget for 2015, so we thought we had it in already. So Gary's here if he's going to stand up. We just were talking the other day, just to let you know, we're going to wait for our meeting coming next Monday, and we'll come back and look at raises for next year, see what your thoughts are, unless you have some questions now, but just to give you a heads up on that. Any questions?
It appears you walked in here tonight with a lot of money.
Just giving you a heads up.
I know.
I think I bored him for it back here.
Anything else for Chief Buckentine?
Thanks, Chief.
All right, thanks. Any other comments on the fire department report? I really didn't move on. Move on. Joel and Kendra Conser, 613 Donald. The water problem here on the heavy rains.
Yep.
We got some info here too.
Yeah, just a quick update. Been basically battling this since June, going back and forth with the insurance company, trying to get an understanding as to why in 2012 we had a similar incident. And with that incident, the insurance company said it was covered under city's liability, for they were claiming it was our responsibility at that time. Well, now, move forward here a couple years, 2014, we had the same type incident, and they're coming back and saying that they're just covering it under the no fault. So what they're looking to pay out, I think they verbal, nothing written, but yep. A verbal $10,000 yep. for the no-fault
yep.
Sewer backup. They don't have a problem issuing that. But I don't know what your total costs are, what you're looking at.
Over $30,000.
Okay. How much?
$30,000 to replace it where it was just newly remodeled because we lost everything 2 years earlier. So it was over $30,000.
Okay, so you guys are looking at $30,000, okay. So what they're saying, there's a letter, and they sent it out August 11th. I'm assuming you got it.
Yeah.
The lead.
Yeah. They actually sent the check as well.
Okay. So what they explained to me as to why in 12 they covered it under liability versus now is they're claiming due to the improvements made back there, and also for the city upgrading the grinder station, putting in a dialing type system, monitoring system, and also a generator. So basically the lead's going back and they're going through using kind of things that are consistent with the Minnesota courts, which they kind of explained in that letter.
Yeah.
The city has to show that basically they're not doing anything, or that they didn't respond in a timely manner, or that the city was at fault. So insurance companies claiming this time we're not at fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of where we're at right now. So the big stalemate is I'm sure your question is as to why insurance is only paying 10, why they're not covering the full 30.
Yeah.
You probably feel the city is liable for that issue, correct?
Yes.
It's not fixed, and it could happen anytime we get 4 inches or more, we're going to get hit again.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite honest, I don't know how one is going to remedy this other than I think there might be some safeguards that you're going to have to do too. You know.
Well, my thing is, though, why we pay every month to have this system to pay our sewer. And now we got to pay more than the neighbor because our basement floods.
Are you the only one with the deep basement back there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we are the only one that got hit this time. There were three that got hit last time. And I know we have looked into putting a stop valve in, or at least today, trying to see if the city will pay to put the stop valve in, since it's a city issue. It will stop us from probably getting that. However, I know there's another house that had a stop valve and other homes got hit that have never been hit before. So if you stop us, that sewer problem in ours is going to hit other people, like Orv, who is deep as well, and some of our other neighbors. It's got to go somewhere.
You know, you say it's a city problem. The only problem I see with this, it's a problem, but when the heavens open up, I mean, there were more towns that had umpteen problems.
I could see if there was 40 houses like Norwood that got hit, or something happened to the station, but it was one of us, and we've been hit twice.
And it's twice in 3 years.
It's very possible, though, if all the other houses, say, were as deep as basements as yours.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
You
I
know,
mean, I understand
probably,
gravity, but
it could affect them, too.
Yeah.
And the insurance company, in writing, did say that the city has not reconciled the problem, that to do so, it's not within your budget, and that it had something to do with the lines and fixing the lines, and I think you were on that email meeting. But
well,
I have the email.
The city's aware of
the
inflow and infiltration.
Yeah, yeah. So we just want to be able to, so if we fix it today and spend, well, we don't have any money, but we put something in it just to get our children are living on a mattress. A 10-year-old and a 7-year-old boy and girl. They've been living on a mattress on the floor in the living room for 2.5 months. We are all under on one level now, so we have 2 bedrooms, 1 bath instead of 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. If we fix it, it's going to happen again. So what do we do to, we've looked at different insurance companies. Our insurance company is Farmers Insurance. Does not have any protection. When it is city, which we've had denials, when it is, they say it's city because there are two different systems. You're dealing with a sewer system and a water system. And they're two different systems. So rainwater should not be getting into the sanitary system. If that is happening, there is an issue, some defect. There is no coverage. Now, if my son or daughter would put a rag in the toilet and it would overflow, there would be coverage. So we're not protected by any type of homeowner's policy. Now, State Farm, I did check into, they have a rider that we could pay a premium on, but they have a limit of $2,500, which wouldn't put us anywhere.
Well, most companies have a standard of about 5, and then I know you can up that in increments of 5,000.
I know.
I use Donovan at the local bank here.
Well, I just don't think we should have to pay for that when nobody else has to pay for it. We were totally unaware of this when we built there. And if this was going to be an issue, we shouldn't have been allowed to build there. And we're paying taxes on the property.
Do we have any kind of an estimate what this 30,000 is?
No, I haven't seen nothing. I asked for insurance company to get me.
Well, the insurance company came out last time and they did their own, and they came up with 21,000 the last time, but they
were able to depreciate a bunch because it was a used basement. You know, it hadn't been.
And I did all
built
the work
since 2000.
I did everything myself to fix it all, so we didn't pay any fees for anything. We still were not.
We weren't made whole at that point.
Fix it.
So we don't know what to do as a family.
Has insurance even come out? And if they, I suppose they're not.
They won't even
providing an estimate. No. They're just saying we're giving you the chance.
They, their hands
covered
are
under
like
that.
This.
We're not even considering the liability portion.
Yep. Now I did. I know I told you, Jeremy. I reached out to 3 different attorneys, just to say, what do we do? You know, we're in a small town. We're a family community. We never want to do anything, but we just want to make sure it's the insurance company in their rights if they're saying this. They had said that the insurance company is in their right, but at the end of the day, the city is held liable for it, and you could go after them. We don't want to. We don't have money. You don't have money. We just want to figure out how can we fix it so our family doesn't keep suffering. Our kids have now lost, in 2 years, everything. all their Christmas presents, all their new clothes. They've lost everything. They're getting made fun of by their friends. We're trying to do whatever we can. The first time we tried saving so much money so the city wouldn't be held responsible. But it has been hell. I mean, how would you like it if you were, you have this beautiful home and you're stuck in a living room with a mattress in it and everything that you, I mean, the first time I lost all my baby pictures, all my Christmas stuff, Christmas ornaments from first Christmases, second Christmases, our marriage, everything, all my ultrasound pictures, everything was gone. I got smarter and put them in tubs. We added shelves if it happened again, but we lost another Christmas tree, another star on top of our tree, all of our traditions. So it's not that we are trying to be mean. We just want some help, and we want to know how can we fix it so it doesn't happen again, because it's not our fault, and we don't know what to do. We can put the stop valve in.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd recommend right away, but I don't know if there's anything the city can do with the league to...
Well, another question I have is...
I've gone back and forth and back and forth with them, because the question I had was basically, you know, why in 2012 did they basically say we were at fault, right? And then paid out whatever you guys agreed on the $21,000, correct? So I have numerous emails, phone calls with insurance on this, and they are sticking to their no-fault coverage.
And they are in their rights. The attorneys are saying they're fully in their rights.
Right.
But Jeremy, wasn't there a second house that also suffered some water backup?
There was, that was slight, but they went under their homeowner. So there's a letter in there that explains that. They went under their homeowner's insurance because it was quite minimal. So their homeowners took care of that, so the league basically was washed with that, our insurance company. The only other thing I can think of is to do some investigation to see if there's any way we can get some FEMA funding, since the county's been declared, you know.
We did. FEMA was a big deal, which is why they actually held out on any type of claim handling for a month and a half. We had no answers. We had nothing. Because the insurance company held their hands up and said FEMA's involved, and that is an exclusion. If FEMA gets involved, everybody's out. FEMA denied Hamburg of any type of disaster, because it was one house and nothing happened to the station or the area. They were not declared. Norwood was, because the station was underwater and got ruined.
It was their plan.
Correct. So they did not declare Hamburg a disaster area.
Was there a meeting coming up?
There was, and I was at that meeting, and the city, not personal, but city expenses, in order for us to even file a claim, we had to have $3,000 worth of damages. We didn't. I mean, really, literally, we didn't have. Personally, yes, we can exceed that. But as a city, we didn't have that. So that's why they're stating, you know, what you stated is that.
Yeah.
Now, if we had a issue where we could say it was other than
pump failure,
lift station failure, and we had to replace our panel, it was $20,000. Now we get in that declaration, but. Because we didn't have $3,000. And I've sat and talked to Greg to see, you know, the only place we have the damages, unfortunately, was you guys that exceeded the $3,000.
Too bad you couldn't have been able to roll it in with.
Right. And I did double check on that, because then I did send you an email that I got back from Tim Walsh. That's the Carver County Emergency Management. Basically said that's his understanding, that you have to have 3,000.
Yeah.
As far as the private end, I don't know if there's anything out there, you know, versus the public end here with their funding, but on the private end, I don't know if they have anything set up for that, but I can definitely do some investigation into that to see if there's any, you know, funding.
We just don't know what to do. We can't even fix it yet. The kids are getting ready to go to school. They have no privacy. We've actually moved the mattress out of the living room into one bedroom where all three kids, a 4-year-old, 7-year-old, 2 boys, and a 10-year-old girl are sleeping on the floor.
With the deep basement, do you have a lift pump?
A sump pump, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean a lift pump for your bathroom and your drains and stuff.
No.
No, I don't think they
no. No, you wouldn't really need that.
I didn't know. I just asked.
Well, my other question, though, is, I mean, how much, you know, we get all this rain, how much of this groundwater is coming in from some pumps in town that are in the sewer and aren't supposed to be? I mean, this water's got to be coming from somewhere. You know,
yeah,
the
we've
sanitary
is
separate.
That's why we spent over $1 million to try to alleviate this problem.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I mean...
Sanitary sewer doesn't leak. I install it for a living, and I know it doesn't.
It doesn't what, sir?
Leak.
It doesn't leak.
I test it. I install it.
Well, I'm saying we've corrected problems that we have. We know, obviously, there's other problems within the city. But to come up with another $1 million to continue, you know, we're in the same boat.
No, we get it.
Yeah.
You know, another $1 million, and I got to triple utility rates again, and nobody will be able to live in this town.
Yeah.
And there's no funding out there. It's not that we haven't tried. I mean, you know, I sympathize for you, but I'm hired for the city too.
Oh,
so I have
I
to
get
look
that.
At the, you know,
yeah.
The
we
city
just don't,
end too.
I mean,
it's just,
even if we want to sell,
I wish there was
out.
Money out there to fix it, or I wish we had the money to fix it, because I don't like dealing with this. I don't think anybody sitting here wants to deal with this.
Yeah.
And I've been here 18 years, and I've been dealing with it for 18 years.
Right.
And it's just a tough situation.
And what stinks, if we want
to
sell it, we have to disclose it. And everybody knows the concert house gets sewer backup. It's everybody knows. So we also can't get out of it. We can't sell the house.
Is there any way that we can have SCH look at it and see if there's some type of other engineering thing we could do to help the house? Going forward, that's all.
Backflow valve.
I mean,
unless
even
you
if
want,
we
unless you
want to
dig up the sewer and you have to fix the ionic drop. That's what it comes down to.
So we talked to a plumber that we know. He said it would cost about $500 to put in a stop valve. We can at least get you to support us on that, and know that it's not going to happen again to us. My fear, because I care about other people that lives around me, and I probably shouldn't, because I don't want us to happen. Somebody else is going to get it. And the city needs to be aware of that, because that's exactly what happened when that house put in their stop valve on that main drag. Three other houses got it 2 months before us. They got it. Darcy was one of them, I believe, Darcy Gray.
I don't know what you mean by a stop valve. You mean
so
a one-way valve?
Okay.
Darcy's, unfortunately, came in her window.
Okay.
Because I was down there helping her.
I
so that was
complain about it.
That wasn't from...
But there were like three homes, because the same guy who got hit in 2000...
Yeah, the same
Dave,
guy got hit the same time we did. He moved out because he was done. He couldn't take it.
But then the painter up...
Yep, Dave.
Dave,
yeah.
He got hit again a second time.
No, he didn't get hit.
Oh, he didn't get hit. Okay. Get my dates mixed up.
Well, unfortunately, I just know of you and one other, and nobody else has come forward to the city.
Yeah.
So that's all I know.
No, there,
from that claims.
There could have been a sump pump issue if they had it that day.
I know there were other.
Yeah, there was plenty of them that day,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were all helping each other. But I just, 4 inches of rain, that's going to happen anytime. It's just, I don't know what, I mean, it's got to be rectified. I don't want to hurt somebody else's home, but I got to fix my own.
If you're saying you had to restore it to the condition, what kind of number can you give me? Just if I do some research into FEMA.
I'm going to probably end up doing all the work again myself. I mean, if we'd have the 25, I could get it all done that way again.
It'll take months with him doing it, but we could get it done for that much.
So did the furnace get it again and all that?
No, the furnace, thank God, because this time we didn't get it. It didn't go as deep, but it was still, you know, everything was cut out to 2 feet from the last time. We had 16 inches down there. This time it was only like 5 inches. So, and the new furnace that we got the last time was built up off the floor a little bit, so that didn't get it, and it didn't get high enough to get the water heater.
We were smart about that. And luckily, all my kids, actually, all three of them were sleeping downstairs in their bedrooms and walked.
So really, you got 10 from insurance company.
Yeah.
So you need about another 15.
Yeah, probably, to get
back to.
And at least if we can get whatever that valve is called put in there so we can actually start to replace it. It would be something. I don't know. I hate to put any money into it because it's going to happen again.
I wonder what would happen if you had, you know, if the town had lost power that that night, and nobody's sump pumps worked, and they had the rainwater, you know.
Well, we would have a generator, and we would have been pumping.
Yeah. No, I understand, but I mean, what would the average person do if they get 4 inches of water in their basement because their sump pump doesn't have any?
Well, you know what? It's regular water. It's not crap water.
Yeah. That's
it's not poop water. You can clean up everything. You can't on poop water. It's there was actually pieces of crap in the water sample we gave you.
Damage would have been there yet, too. I mean, even if all the power went out, there still would have been a lot of damage all over.
Well, I know that. Yeah. What would your insurance company say in a case like that?
I don't think you need flood insurance.
You need flood insurance doesn't cover the bottom basement. However, if you had multiple homes that had that, FEMA probably would have kicked in. I don't know for sure. I'm not an insurance person. I have no idea. I don't know who FEMA is.
Do you know who you talked to at FEMA?
We didn't even deal with I didn't deal with
no,
FEMA.
No, Erin, the insurance lady, dealt with FEMA, and then she sent me the response that said that Hamburg has not been declared. You were the only home, and there was it was nothing like Norwood. Norwood was declared, NYI was declared to have FEMA. However, Hamburg was not.
But yet the whole county...
Yes. Correct.
I need to do some investigation into that.
And I can send you, I kept all of her emails, so I can certainly send you the email.
You can send me that email. I definitely would like to see that email. And I will follow up on that email with the county and see if there's anything we can do on the private part of this.
Okay.
Yeah, for homeowners or...
We're just stuck. We don't know what to do.
You know, on the part of installing that check valve, I think it's the best thing there's out. I've got it in my house. I would have no problem trying to do that. But if I do it for you folks, I could have another 80 people coming to the city, you know, do it for us. I wish there was some way politically.
Well, if they have a total loss in their basement because of sewer, you probably should.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if the Lord rains down us 7 inches of rain in a short period of time, there isn't a system around.
But then why were we the only home that got it?
Well, that I don't know.
That's where there's a flaw.
You know, that may be like...
Not that I wish anybody else, but why were we the only home that got it?
Maybe that's something like you suggested. I don't know if that's the age. Take a peek. You know, I guess it's a try. I don't know. What's the council think? I don't know if there is a solution other than it's just the lay of the land and... There's, how should I say, that area back there is at a very high water table anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I lived on David, my sump pump would run.
Ours does too.
All the time. It doesn't even have to rain. You know, it's just, there's so much groundwater. Compiled with what comes down from above, it's just nuts, you know.
But I would say if we put that stop valve in, I mean, where's it going to go?
Well, it's going to...
Like I know you, but, you don't know, care,
you
but
think
I
it this
do.
Way.
I care about the people that are around me.
However many gallons went in your basement, even if that's dispersed over a big area, it probably isn't going to do anything to the ones that are higher. You know what I'm saying?
I would tend to agree with that.
You know, you whatever 100,000 gallons or whatever, you disperse that around, it's probably not going to... make an impact.
But it's been 2.5 months and we haven't been able to replace anything.
Well, I know, that's the bad part. It's insurance and government and...
And the kids have lost everything again.
It's hard to get answers.
Yeah.
Council, what thoughts? You must have thoughts too? It can happen to anybody, I guess. But.
Well, yeah, I just mirror what you're saying is, you know, if we do it in one instance... You're going to have about 80 people or 100 people lining up at your door saying, well, can you do it for us? And I think you're setting a precedent, number one, and the same thing, you know, I know what it's like to go through a flood because I had 10 inches of water in my basement where I used to live during that monsoon we had back in the 80s. And it's not fun, and I certainly sympathize with you. But the other thing is, you know, I basically had to eat that, and I didn't like that. The insurance company didn't want to pay for it. I couldn't go after the city, and I was just, you know,
That happened twice in two years.
So, you know, the other thing is, if we, as a city, say, okay, we'll pay this claim, I think we're going to have the same problem, you know, if it happens again with, you know, other people lining up at our door, and I can see it bankrupting the city really fast.
Let's see, once, Jeremy, if you can make a couple calls.
All right, so I went back and looked at my notes. And one of the things is the county has received a federal disaster declaration. At this time, the declaration is for public assistance, which includes government entities and certain nonprofit organizations. There has not been a federal individual assistance declaration at this time. So that's why they're stating there's no FEMA funding. I will follow up on it, though. But that's why, because there has to be a federal declaration for individuals also. At this time, it's just been for basically the public sector, nonprofit.
Yeah. Well, and it helped that I think the NYA mayor actually got hit too, so she was able to voice her opinion.
Just suppose that the city said, okay, we'll pay you the $15,000 extra or whatever it is. Then, is there any way the city could recoup that from FEMA? Because it's a city expense and it does that.
Not if there hasn't been a federal declaration issued. That federal declaration has to be issued, otherwise you ain't getting no money. They made that clear in that meeting. And they did in that meeting, that's all they talked about, because they said that the federal declaration was for, you know, Carver County, for the public entities and nonprofit organizations.
I can't believe that there are not other families that are in your same situation, you know, someplace else in Carver County or Scott County or one of the places got inundated. And I'm curious, you know, what their recourse of action is and what they're doing. Or, you know, have you checked into that at all?
Well, I haven't really heard anybody else.
Didn't you have a sister down in, was it Mankato?
Yeah, that was their sump quit, though.
Okay, that's
totally
that's,
different when it comes to the sump.
Right, I didn't know because
that was,
I know there's a lot of towns that, I mean, you see it on TV.
Oh, yeah. It was a disaster.
What part of it caused it?
So what happens if we get 4 inches of rain tonight and our basement floods again?
That's kind of what I was hoping for, because it's all gutted out. Maybe we could get another 10 grand.
Yeah.
No damage there. No. But, I mean, what happens again? Is there insurance from the League of Cities? Does the city do anything more anymore?
Or? Like I said, we have no-fault coverage for $10,000.
Yeah.
That's the max.
That is the maximum.
Is that per claim, or is that per
claim?
I'll say, if we had another 400 tonight and they put another claim, they'd probably get another 10 Gs.
Yes.
But that still wouldn't help you any much, because you'd have $10,000 more damage, or you would be closer to what you need.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Well, I guess my question is, how long are they, or what should I say? Say they don't put a backflow preventer in, and this happens within the next year. And say the insurance company comes and says, okay, well, nobody has done anything about fixing this issue for the last 6 months, but now we're supposed to pay another $10,000. Is that what's going to happen, or what?
I don't know.
Well, either way, we're putting it back.
Yeah, I'm going to say, for your own peace of mind.
It's going in. It's the only way I'll probably ever be able to sell that house.
I'd have it put in already.
The insurance company's going to make their decision to pay on case-by-case basis, Steve. It doesn't matter what.
Oh, I know that.
I mean,
I was trying to say.
You can't know until it actually happens.
Nobody does anything about this, and then here we are in the same scenario 6 months from now.
Well, exactly, and like I said, then they're going to make a determination then if it happens. There, you can't really say what an insurance company's going to do, because like Jeremy said, they flip flopped in 2 years, so who knows?
So yeah, peace of mind would be put it in.
we got to use as much as that $10,000 as possible, and $500 is a lot when it comes to not trying to get more. So.
That would be cheap, though, $500 compared to...
Oh, I would gladly pay that to get out of this situation. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
I guess my thought would be is if we could at least get the engineer to come out and look, what makes your guys' house so unique, why no one else got...
Mm-hmm.
Other than the backflow being maybe a possibility, I think that would at least... No matter what we do going forward, I think that would be helpful for you guys... going forward, because no matter what, if you just do the backflow, maybe that's not enough. Maybe just because of where you're sitting and located in the city, there may be another issue that no one's even aware of, and maybe the engineer will be able to identify.
Yeah, that costs money.
That would be a question. That's the reason I think that we, at a bare minimum, I think
you better ask that question.
The only thing an engineer is going to prove for you, they'll probably take an elevation shot in their basement, an elevation shot of the lift station, and say you've got 5 feet of fall from there to there. That's what you would probably get for $2,000-$4,000 on an engineer. You know.
I agree. I mean, what's an engineer going to do unless you want to really spend some money in and do experiments?
Because
I had the same thought.
We've had other backups, so that was on the console.
Yeah.
And I know we've got basements, I'm almost positive there's basements that are lower than that. Okay. But I don't want to pick any sides. It would be my house, and I had it happen twice. I would have had Hennings over here the next day put a backup valve in. But the only thing you got to watch when you put a backflow valve in, you can't run any water while that thing's in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have water in your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got no place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't want to go and fix it again. The backup valve's not going to work.
Well, I just came up with that idea. It was like $500 for that valve.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I don't want, I recommend you do it. As for the city paying for it directly, that's where this precedent is going to come in to play. I would kind of work it as to give a $500 credit towards the water bill. You know what I'm saying?
We'd appreciate that very much.
What does the council think? It was a thought I had.
Sounds reasonable to me.
I'd like to help, what we can, but...
No, I mean, I would like to see the situation resolved so they don't have to go through it again.
Well, so they can at least...
I mean, we know it's nobody's fault. Nobody's trying to make it happen. It's just a crappy situation.
No.
And
I would make a motion to that effect.
There's a second.
I'll second.
The second motion made and seconded to grant the counselors a $500 credit on their water and water bill until that amount is kind of used up.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's a start.
Thank you.
And Jeremy will do I know he's do his best to find some.
No, and he's been great.
He's been awesome. He helped battle with Aaron a little bit.
Yeah,
and when she walked in, I thought, oh, God mighty, this is going to be horrible.
And I'll follow up with FEMA, with the county, if there's anything out there for individuals. You know, I just can't see how you declare a whole county as a federal disaster area and not to think that you're not going to have individuals or businesses with issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know,
there might be something coming yet.
And it might help to push that issue to get that declaration maybe. So if you can send me them emails from Aaron, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
So I could be in the loop, and then I will follow up on that and keep you in the loop with what I find out.
Well, we love living here. We love living in Hamburg, so we don't want to go anywhere.
And if you can find somebody else that's in your same situation and, you know, see if they resulted and how they did, let us know about that, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So we can get, you know, more input, we get some more input.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to the Hamburg Baseball Club. You want to do some drainage?
We want to do some drainage.
I heard all about it today.
We're going to give you some more water.
Yep, more water.
Yes. Gee, thanks. That's all we need.
Make sure it goes in the storm.
Exactly. Well, thank you, guys. Any of you who don't know me, I'm Mel Springer. I'm on the Hamburg Baseball Club. I currently hold the VP position on the board. So we're coming to you. Basically, we're looking to put some tiling into the baseball field. We have, if any of you don't know, we have the state tournament coming up in 2017. And the last tournament we had, we ran into, in 07, we ran into problems the first weekend. Actually, we were kind of ready to go, but the outfield was pretty soggy. Norwood was pretty much inundated, and so we lost that first weekend. And actually, last year we lost our yearly summer tournament from the rains and stuff like that. So we're kind of looking at putting kind of a drainage tile in to kind of relieve, you know, the field and stuff like that a little bit. And I know some stuff was sent to you on kind of our proposal, what we're kind of looking to do and stuff like that. It's kind of a talk with Scotty Feltman. We did some elevation shots, and then also Larry Miller has helped us up tremendously with kind of some expertise, you know, information and stuff like that. So we're coming to you to get approval if it works out. There would be no expense from the city. Basically, we would be covering everything, you know, like we normally do up at the ballpark. We cover all expenses and stuff like that. So if you guys have any questions or anything like that.
So the city owns that property?
Yeah, actually the city owns that property.
I guess to me it's a no-brainer that it's a city property, you got a problem, there's a storm sewer there, and you want to do it at your expense.
Yeah,
we
would cover all. Yeah, we're just coming for your blessings.
No,
that's how we've always been, and you know, and
so is like the whole outfield.
Yeah, basically. Well, yeah, actually, there we do have a little layout. Pretty much that main stem is about 300 feet, as we're looking, and then we're still in question on the branches, on where we exactly want to go with the branches, because we have sprinkling system in there, and we're looking to kind of slide between these water lines so we don't have to do a lot of hand digging. You know,
how deep is that going to be?
What's that?
How deep is the drain tile going to be?
Basically,
3 feet.
Yeah.
3 feet.
Yep. It's minimal. There's from that main, I think it's about a 6-inch drop from the top level to the basin.
Then you're just going to tie in that manhole over there on that side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have to dig into the street or anything. Just dig it back of the curb.
Yep.
Punch a hole in that existing catch basin. Keep it down as close to the flow line as they can, as existing pipes. And I think when that system was put, when that storm sewer was added on, I'm almost positive that that park, ballpark area, was supposed to be draining, is supposed to drain this way anyway. Now it goes down, everybody thinks, to the ditch. I don't know if you people can remember last year, the baseball club, it had been a year ago this fall, there was a catch basin down back by the concession stand. We had the outfit here that was doing our televising and pipe cleaning, and they cleaned that catch basin out for us. And there really was no problem there. It's just, it's probably 50, 60 years old, the tile that's in there.
Yeah.
And it's probably collapsed. And it's easy to bring that water this way. And plus, it's going to help the city with an argument that we've got with a couple farmers out here.
Yep.
And so the ball club is going to have this all engineered and get the permits and pay for the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve.
I second it.
Is there any issue with adding that? I mean, I know it's probably not going to add a lot of water flow, but is there
no,
an issue with
adding? No, no.
My only question would be, is it just
actually, talking to some people, and they rebuilt the street. Was that Maria or Sophia? Their suspicion that that water came this way anyway into that old Kirshen drainage at one time. And that Kirshen drainage has been eliminated. And that's probably why it's not draining. And the person that dug the street out is the one that, for Miller's, when they rebuilt the street, is the one that says, he knows they cut a tile through there.
And it tapped off some of those tiles or cut off. Deadheaded
some of
those tiles.
They just thought it was old drainage tile and they eliminated it. And, but there'll be no, you know, it's, that system is big enough to handle the water. It was designed to take that water to begin with.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to run into another issue.
Yeah.
By putting more water into the system.
Where the system would get inundated and stuff like that. Yeah.
And that comes all the way down and goes down to the ditch in the park.
So yeah, but that's where I was just wanted to present this project to you guys and get your blessing and your approval. And like I said, there would be no expenditure, you know, from the city or anything like that.
And what else is to?
We're looking to most probably do it in September here. That's kind of the plan. You know, we got to get our workforce together,
okay.
And Scotty Feltman's going to help us, and you know, getting materials. Got Corey Herneman, you know, getting me the materials. You know, the drainage tile and you know the drainage gravel and stuff like that and stuff like that. So. And yeah, so we're looking to make some more improvements to it. And
that's good. It's a nice part.
Nice looking part.
Thank you.
So, motion has been made and seconded.
No, before taking that, my only question or concern is I'm not wondering if we shouldn't at least run it by engineer to make sure there's no issues with them or the county because we'd be loading it into, you know, the ditches. That's my concern.
It wasn't to replace an existing pipe that's in there.
Yeah, I suppose that's true too.
Yeah, because there is actually a, you know, there is a manhole, and then that left center field, there's an old manhole.
Yeah, right.
And
because I know that
basically there is a tile that runs from that manhole to underneath or by the by third
across,
base
right?
There to that catch basin that's supposed to go out which way north.
So it's just improving the existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just be fixing that, basically.
It's right, it's replacing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, motion has been made and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seconded.
See, council, as long as, you know, just. This last deal that you had with the sewer backup, you know, why the house 1,600 feet from the low point of town, get the backup, and nobody in between. I know most of them don't have full basements like this.
Yeah.
But you get down closer towards the lift station, you know, like Larry Bernicki's old place, Roger Siebert's place, they all used to get the backups, and now they didn't get one. I don't want to stir.
It does seem a little odd, yes, but I'm not a sewer and water guy, so I really can't make any type of guesses on that.
But, you know, a lot of people have put them in that backflow valve in that area.
Yeah.
And actually, when a person in that area puts a full basement in, I think the city should advise them of it.
Yeah.
But Larry, then those backflow things, that potentially can cause a problem for somebody else further down the line or further up the line?
No, it's on your individual service line. All it is a check valve in your service line.
But I understand that, but I mean, so if the sewer doesn't back up into your house because you got this valve, does it go to the next house that doesn't have a valve and potentially can back up?
Possibly, but.
Possibility of that.
Yeah, it's possibly a question.
If you were that low?
Yeah. It'll start at the lowest.
I know there was problems at Norwood by Friendship Park there.
Yeah.
I know personally Paul Williams, he put one in because they were having problems, and he put one in, and he was getting the back, you know, it was coming back flowing through the toilet and stuff.
I think
that.
What Larry said.
Then when he put it in, his neighbor got
it. Make that requirement.
So it just kind of works its way down.
Right.
So.
And even like when we televised this year again, we re-televised one line, which is six homes on it, and it was right after the heavy rain. And them homes, there were three or four of them, five or six homes that had quite a pretty good flow of water coming in their house service. The main line itself was in perfect shape. But what are you going to do? You know,
also a big thing too when you get water.
I have heard of new systems having issues too. So
what?
I have heard of new systems that have issues too. So
yeah.
It's just not a
Well,
okay. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. See ya.
All right, we'll move on. Old city business. Revised NIMS training program.
I'm not finished yet. Move on.
Okay.
I was looking at it at work today, though. I was on my lunch break. I was actually reading through it, so I'm still working on it.
By the end of the year?
We're working. It'll come sooner or later.
Might not need it. You don't get voted back in, huh?
Thanks, Steve.
Well, I'm just stating the fact.
Awfully nice of you, Steve.
I'm sorry I said it burst your bubble or whatever, but I mean, might not need it. I don't know.
So you try to tell me not to bother doing this?
No,
Steve?
I'm not.
You know something I don't?
No, I don't. I'm just.
It was a good comment.
I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Sorry.
You can't, it's empty.
Okay.
We'll go on city assessment policy, which is still something in the works.
Yeah, that's just for council's thoughts to think what they want to do with assessment policy. No street projects this year, but probably next year, so definitely want to have something in place. And then Comiskey's property, I apologize, I have not gotten that letter out yet. It's kind of been on the back burner. I have put it out to listserv a couple times to try to get a sample letter. And how to word that, and I haven't got nothing. So I'll probably work with our planning consultant to put something together and get out to him by next meeting.
Did you say that Comiskey had said that they are in favor of that?
Oh, I talked to him. I haven't sent him a formal letter, but I can. I was a betting man. I know he won't, and I have talked to him, and he said he won't. So
is there any reason in the city pursuing it?
I don't know. Yeah. I think we should, just for record.
Yeah.
Because Nor would the township.
Because that was part of the agreement, because the township's hounding me.
Okay.
About annexing him, because that was part of what they wanted when we bought that parcel and bought the pond.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
You know, and we brought that in, and they wanted to see the Comiskey property also brought in. That was what they talked about. And they did, at elections, you know, bring that up to me again, and I did explain to them that we're trying to go through the formality to see if he'll petition to annex in, because if we try to pursue it, it could become extremely costly.
Well, was there any agreement that if the pond yield that we would...
Nothing in writing.
Okay, so...
I don't think, but kind of the verbal agreement is that the city would pursue that.
For, is the township going to offer any money for us to annex them, or do we have to pay them?
No, we'll have to end up paying them.
I think...
Oh, I guess I thought that I heard someplace that Norwood Township would pick up the cost of having it be done if he would agree to it.
No. I don't know where that came about.
No.
Let's worry about if he agrees to it or not.
Huh?
Let's worry about that when he agrees to it.
No. But I was just a question. It was just a question. Who's? I know there's a fee there. Somebody pays somebody.
Per acre.
We have to pay them, or they pay us.
Yeah, we have to pay them per acre and expense.
Reimbursing
them. Yeah.
Because we'd be getting the tax money then.
Yeah.
All right. We move on.
Public Works. Greg was off today. Just a couple things want to go over. Water, wastewater services, just one of the things we've kind of touched on a little bit, but with FEMA monies. I went to that meeting on the 14th of this month, and basically it came down to you had to have cumulative expenses, so you could have three, four, five different areas, four different projects or whatever. It had to total $3,000. And sitting down with Greg and brainstorming myself, unless council feels you can come up with $3,000, the only thing we really had was time. Other than existing problems we know about, which is the INI. And we can't claim that. So, I mean, really, we only had, you know, roughly I could come up with $600-some in time. And so, really, there is no funding for us. So we'll end up eating whatever cost it was. But you had to have a minimum of $3,000 in order to complete what they call the PW worksheet.
Just a question. Would that have anything to do with the mold problem in the community building, in the basement? Would that fall underneath that? Could we claim on that? Could we get anything out of that?
That mold's been there for years and years.
I don't know. That's, you got an illegal connection there. You're screwed, if you want my opinion.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, that problem existed, I think, too long to,
you're right,
to try to get it from this, for this last one. I mean,
yeah, I don't think you want to go there. We're, you got to remember, we're dealing with federal.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a question.
Levels here.
Well, I think you should be thankful that we can't come up with more than $600.
I guess that's the way to look at it. They said basically it was us in New Germany and Cologne that kind of,
yeah,
the blessing
scale, yeah, that we didn't have major issues. So just an update on that, so no reimbursement there. I will follow up as far as the individual. I was actually typing the email right now to see if there's anything out there or any direction I can send concerts. You know, I do feel bad for them, but yet I do understand both situations. I mean, lift station, grinder station repairs, the lift station, I believe everything's complete. Flow meters are in. Everything's up and running there now. Everything's reading. So we should pretty much be back to normal at the lift station. Grinder station. The panel was shipped out last Friday. I talked to Mike today. He's hoping to have that hopefully by Thursday. And be out here Thursday to start that process at the grinder station. Other thing, just want to go over the compliance evaluation inspection report from PCA. Basically there they came out with, you know, a few violations that we have to report on. Four things. We've already corrected one of the the items. But, you know, the main things were is just reporting on I&I, what we've done on an annual basis. The other thing was timeliness of reports. As you can see, we haven't had that problem since Kurt's been doing it in People Services. So I think that's kind of been remedied and corrected in itself. The other thing was observation and the reporting on there, which three is being taken care of right now, violation three. Greg has two of the ponds completed already, sprayed, trees taken care of. It looks a million times better. And he hopes to have the other pond done, too, here before. You know, we have to submit a letter to them by September 8th. So basically, I don't see anything. I didn't see anything in the letter that basically stated we were going to be fined or, you know, noted violations, but we have to respond and take corrective action within 30 days, which Kurt's already put something together to respond to him. So we should be good on that, that end.
Greg's really done a nice job out there.
He's done a super job. It looks looks great. A lot of hard work been put out there. Then the other thing, the generator hookup at the hall. I guess to me that's just kind of I can throw it on the wish list, but $6,445, I think we have a lot of other expenses that we need to address before we look at that issue, but it definitely can be added to the wish list, so we have a ballpark figure of what we're looking at to have a hookup there.
Do we have an update on dealing with the mold problem at the community hall?
I'm still waiting. Greg wants to work with Kurt on televising that line. He hasn't gotten to that yet. I've talked to him about it. But the main thing, they want to televise that line and kind of get a location of that line, because really, to do any corrective measures down there, we need to fix that connection first.
Pretty much simple. You got to get that fixed first.
Yeah. So of course, I don't have much of an update on there. I don't know where.
Even though there's not standing water down there, it still smells pretty.
It's bad. It's not.
I was down there, got that computer going for me. I was down there for about an hour, and it's. I've been going to spend a lot of time down there.
Yeah, I was coughing and gagging last night, just picking the beer out of the fridge down there. So
it's not. But I guess I'll talk to Greg tomorrow about it. Really, we should make that a priority. Get that taken care of. I know he's got other. I know it's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
In Greg's defense, I mean, really, the ponds is what he's taken upon himself to get that done because of this.
Well, it's just got to be done.
Pick your poison, I guess.
Take them in order.
Yeah. Winter's coming, so that's got to get done.
Just the other thing, I know Greg didn't put it in for it, but I thought it should be informational for council, though, but I think maybe prove Greg's time off request for September 4th and 8th. He has told me about it, but did not put in a time request, but I think we should approve it tonight. I will be around that weekend. It's the weekend after Labor Day. And also to note, I will be on call Labor Day weekend.
Do you need a motion for that?
I think we should approve the time off request for Greg for September 14th.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to grant time off request September 4th and the 8th for Greg. All in favor?
Aye. So, just so you're aware.
Opposed?
Second.
Carried.
Yeah, so Labor Day weekend, Greg will be gone, and then the 4th, 8th, he will be out of state. So, anybody have anything to relay to Greg?
Yes. At the water plant, one of the fans on the west side of the building is a big bird's nest in it. It's one of those big round solar fans. It's got a bird's nest in it.
Exhaust fan, probably?
I'm sure
that's what it is.
Bird's nest.
Well, one thing that you can mention to Greg, if he makes the rounds in town, kind of drives around a little bit.
Nuisances?
Huh?
Nuisances.
Yeah.
We've already discussed that.
Because I've had a couple of complaints where...
When he reads next water.
Neighbors got thistles that are 3 feet high.
Yeah, we've all three sat down and had that discussion, and he's going to do that when he reads meters next week.
Because, I mean, it's...
Yep.
I don't know why people don't tidy up their place a little bit, but there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Seems the grass don't grow now, but the weeds do.
Did that corn get taken out of the coolers down there?
I told Greg to throw it away, so I would have to assume he did. I don't have no confirmation on that, but I would assume he did.
Greg's pretty good about that. Already.
So.
I'm quite sure it was handled.
Yeah. Talked to him last Monday about that already, I think. So.
All right. Anybody else got anything for Greg? Otherwise, well...
I was going to bring it up at my little report thing, but I talked a couple months ago about that 90-degree turn underneath the stairs by the bar on the north side of the hall there. It's an open piece with a piece of Romex that you can actually see, and it's not necessarily a danger to someone unless they start...
Is this something you brought up earlier?
It was several...
Had taken care of that, no, but it must have been something different then.
Like I said, because last night I went to go pick up our beer out of the basement there for our picnic at the park, and it's still open. There's nothing been done to it. So, I mean, if a squirrel gets in there and chews it up, it's going to shore everything out. Or if some kid comes in there and starts picking at the insulation, that could be a big problem. So, I mean, not that it's going to, it hasn't happened yet, but you never know.
Where is it?
It's right basically where the stairs go up to the bar entrance there. There's a 90-degree corner. And it's right there. It's somebody used it to 90 degree around there because it's a house entry and exit type unit. I don't know what it's called other than that, but it doesn't have a cap on it. It's supposed to have a cap on it.
Is it a cover? That it's missing a cover or something?
Yeah, it's missing
wires,
a cover. You can see the
wires
actual piece of
out
bear.
Or something.
You can see the piece of Romex going through it at the 90 to turn it into a 90 degree angle.
So it has no conduit. It's just a...
No, it's... Yeah, there's conduit coming in and then 90 degree and out around the corner, but there's no cover on this thing.
Okay, so...
There's supposed to be. It's a...
I know what it is.
So cover and stairwell. Electrical
yeah, it's
cover.
Right, it's at your electrical feet for the most part. It's right at the... It's about maybe 2, 3, 4 inches off the ground.
I'll go up there and take a picture after the meeting and send it to you.
Yeah, I'll maybe go up there with you.
Okay.
So I know what it is. Okay, I'll tell them about it.
And that hole in the driveway there at the hall too, by where the dumpsters are, that was, again, that's a big problem too. Kids ride their bikes around there, and if somebody falls and hurts themselves, then that's the city's problem.
That old parking lot's getting
to
be an issue.
Floodlight on the north side of the building was on today. On the community hall, the floodlight on the north side of the building.
Above the bar?
Yes.
I mentioned that before too. He didn't replace the bulb in that.
No, I mean it was on today.
No, it's on.
Oh,
left on.
Who
it was up there?
Who turned it on?
Whoever was in there last night.
No, I went down to the basement. I didn't use any lights. It was still. It was 5 o'clock. I didn't go upstairs, pal. Don't mess with me.
Get you.
I don't know.
No,
I'll check it.
There was enough light coming in the windows. I didn't.
All I have to do is flip the switch.
Yeah, it's just a switch. So I'll look at that when we go. We'll go up after.
And then somebody also, and I can't remember who it was, the guy that Larry that came out to look for putting the generator stuff in there. He happened to go up on top of the beer cooler to look and see what voltage exact pressure was, and he says that the fins on there are really filthy. It has to be blown out or dusted off or whatever.
Cooler compressor. Okay.
Anything else? We'll move on. Move on to number 10.
All right. Budget workshops. Trying to look up, set up some budget workshops. There was a change in state statutes. The first thing I kind of want to report on. We used to always had to have ours in by September 15th, our preliminary budget. But for some reason, they moved it back to September 30th now, so we have an extra 2 weeks if we feel we need it.
So by the 30th, we have to have our proposed property tax levy in to the county. So that's something new. So now moving forward, you know, we have an extra 2 weeks to get in that preliminary budget anyway. So, so what I was looking at, what we want to do here for budget workshops meetings. I got some dates on there on what works for everybody. I know I'm trying to keep it to probably Tuesday, Wednesday, right? Or Monday, I guess.
I thought that we had, you had decided on the 26th.
We talked about it, but we didn't.
Oh, we didn't. Nothing was set in stone yet.
We made a motion, did we? I looked at the minutes. I didn't see nothing there. But if 26 worked, that works for me.
Yeah. We cooked tonight.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Works for me.
I'll see.
You're coming tonight.
And then what about the next week? Because we usually have 2 weeks, and then the council meeting. And council meeting's early, mm-hmm. September 9th.
But wouldn't the next Tuesday, that's like right after Labor Day, right?
That's the 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do it then, or maybe that Wednesday, or it, whatever works for council.
Let's go both Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
Second.
Tuesday the 2nd?
I can remember Tuesdays.
Okay.
The only, I was looking at my schedule, the only Tuesday that won't work will be next Tuesday. Okay.
Wednesdays?
Okay.
Or both Wednesdays are open and that 2nd is open too, for me.
2nd for sure then.
27th? I don't care. You challenge either day.
I'm working.
You work Wednesday?
Wednesday and Thursday.
And either way, somebody's going to miss out unless you go Monday.
What happens if we go 2 times in September?
Well, we can go the 2nd council meeting, then we can just call another council meeting at the end of the month and approve it.
Might be the 23rd?
Something like that.
September 23rd, if you want to do it that way and spread it out instead of bam, bam, bam. Does that work better?
It's an alternative.
Either one works for me, the 2nd or the 23rd, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no matter to me.
But I probably want to have at least a couple, and then the council meeting, is what I'm thinking. So.
Yep.
I guess I don't know.
Okay, at that rate, that wouldn't work. Maybe we only have one.
Discuss it at council meeting, but guys, council meeting.
No, that's not. I don't think I've got the situation.
Well, either way, somebody's going to miss it, and they can always be filled in. So, what's council's wishes?
Well, if that's going to make it, let's just do the 22nd and the 2nd. I can make
26.
26 and the 2nd. Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's plan on that then for now. Yeah.
The 23rd.
26.
Next, you mean wait, next
26.
Week?
26 and the 2nd of September.
Right. Okay.
The following 2 Tuesdays.
What time? 7 o'clock again?
I'm at, yep. Cool.
Or do you want to do it earlier?
Well, that would eliminate me totally.
Yeah.
Let's try 7 if we can.
Let's try, yeah. 7. Need him here.
All right, motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to set our budget workshop meetings for August 26th and September 2nd at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Property casualty insurance.
All right. So I'm working on finishing up the property, basically our property insurance renewal. Looked into the lift station. And the flow meter at the grinder station, hydrants to have coverage for everything. I can't think of anything else unless you want to cover every city and every city sign, like stop sign and that, if you want to have that all covered, anything else that's out in the open. I'm trying to make sure that we have coverage for everything here.
How about our bathrooms down there? Are they covered? Or?
Yeah, yeah. All buildings are on a schedule, are on a worksheet. Everything I've gone through with Donovan, the only thing would be the lift station and grinder station panels and pumps that are in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, just so a freak thing on that.
Well, everything's been a freak thing this year, to be honest.
I tell you, man.
You just don't foresee to see these things happen. And actually, we've had two hydrants hit this year. In the other 17 years I was here, I don't recall any hydrants being hit.
Are the wells included in that, or is that empty?
No, unless you have to include everything. I mean,
that's pretty darn fussy to think of.
Well, insurance is getting to be.
Just cover this, cover that.
Yeah, well, kind of ridiculous. But anyways, what I figured out, what we were looking at for the lift station, the panel, the pumps, kind of everything that's down there, generator, what, at least $50,000 in coverage. You know. To $60,000 is roughly what we figured. I figured, you know, 20, 25 for the generator, 20 for a panel, or 10 for a panel, and 5 to 6 grand per pump times 4, so it comes, you know, close to that $50,000 to $60,000 range. To have that coverage, it's $90 a year. The grinder station, if we wanted to cover the panel down there, you know, just to cover ourselves in case it ever, I don't know. Because I guess it'd probably be good, too, even if lightning hit it and took it out, then at least we have coverage, you know what I mean? So then I figure, you know, if we had $20,000 of coverage, that's $36. And then to cover all 27 hydrants, it's $32.40 a year. So I'm, you know, I kind of feel bad because all these things happen and then turn it into insurance and they say, oh, that's stuff out in the open, that wasn't on your list. And I thought, you know, I thought, once you have paying for water and sewer insurance, it would cover your water insurance insurance items. Yeah. You know, because technically you don't cover the sewer pipes in your ground, right? I mean,
right.
They don't even have coverage for that, really. But so I guess I'm asking councils what their wishes are. One thing we're looking at, them flow meters, because of that lightning and not having that coverage, we can go back on the errors and omissions and get that added. Date that back, pay the $90 for the, or actually we could put $10,000 in coverage or 20, whatever it was, and then pay that premium, date that back to last year to pay that premium, and then they'll cover it because they have an errors and omissions, which I've talked about the last couple meetings, which I find kind of funny that they
so
even
we can
have
pay $90
that.
Instead of paying $9,000?
Exactly. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Now we better do that.
So
you need a motion on that.
Yeah, what I'm looking is
well, those
one
items.
Full item. Do you want to cover all three? Do you want to leave the hydrants? Or do you want to...
What are all three?
Cover all of them.
That's for the cost.
We're better off in the
and
long run.
Do
paying $100.
So I guess a motion to...
Motion,
to add coverage for lift station, flow meters, the grinder station, and hydrants in town.
So be it.
Are those limits, are you comfortable with those limits?
Yeah.
What, $20,000 for the panel down there?
I think so. Right now he's doing everything
for 16.
16, that's grading everything, so I mean.
Well, we've got the electricity, you know, electrician to come in there too, Rob.
Yeah.
A couple of years from now, we review it or whatever, yeah.
You can set the limits at whatever you want. I mean,
every year.
Well, let's get a start.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
but I'm looking to take care of, yeah, and then.
I made a motion.
Motion made to cover the three items as listed and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, just employee handbook. I think you want to print out yet. Sorry, I didn't get to that. But our employee handbook, after the attorney went through it, doubled. I'm not going to sit here tonight and decipher what was all added. That's why if you really want to go through it and look at it, I gave you the two comparisons. If you really want to take the time to go through it, what the attorney added was really mainly new statutes and law. So I have to trust the attorney.
You want us to go cover it with you one time for a meeting? Do you think so?
Well, we already did that. This is just the only other thing. There are a couple things really that were added. I guess there came into effect this July. What was it, a Woman's Equity Act or something?
Yes.
They passed?
Yeah.
So that was one of the revisions since we last met when we went through it with Justin.
Right.
That was the one revision, and then drug and alcohol testing policy, which we already had covered that previously, so I didn't deal with that. So I don't think there's a need because it's really adopting what we talked about. It's kind of one of them things for me, it's been a year since we've had employees leave, and I basically was about 3 months behind, and I think just now, any more weird things happen, mm-hmm. me and Sherry are finally getting towards the water, towards the surface here, so it's one of the things I wanted to get taken care of before the end of the year, so unless you feel there's anything else, because we kind of went through that, we picked through it, so.
I mean, I would move that we approve the new employee.
Does that cover the prairie fiber people too then, or not?
Not fully. That was a whole other animal.
Sure, they've got their own. They've got their own handbook. Plus, the city has got.
Yeah, they have their own separate deal.
I think that can be handled with.
Yeah.
Separately.
Yeah.
To be honest, because we ran into a lot of issues when we met with her.
Yeah.
So you made a motion to approve the employee handbook revisions.
Second.
And there's a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, then just a few things quickly. Primary election, 302 registered voters, 32 people showed up. We had one absentee cast, so we had a total of 33 voters. 11% turnout, I believe it was 9.2, somewhere in there, countywide, was the turnout for the primary. We had four new registrants.
I think it was less than that visiting in Annapolis.
Typically, we get about a 10% turnout for primary and about a 75 to 85% turnout for general elections. So
but you have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just note with that, I bring it up every year. If council's looking to do anything with wages, you would have to do it now, and it'd have to be published by November 3rd in order to take effect for 2016. Otherwise, you have to wait till after the next election. So then wages won't go into effect until 17, if you were going to look at it. So something to ponder, consider. So we'd have to hold a meeting in October so we could get it. We'd have to have a public hearing so we could publish it. It has to be published by November 3rd. So, and I believe the 3rd is a Monday, so we'd have to... It'd have to be by end of October that we'd have to even publish it. So
we can talk about that on the 26th. No,
anytime. Just I'm throwing it out there. So if you want to consider it,
you don't need it right now.
After October, you've locked yourself into them wages for the next 2 years. That's basically it. And I think I've looked back. It's been 10 years. 12 years.
It's been quite a while.
Since we've done a rate, I mean, last election we did the special meeting. You know, we did that, increased that from 25 to 50. But wages, council wages, haven't been touched, I think, for 10-12 years. So, just a bit of information.
Due for a raise.
So, other than that, that's
gotta get NIMS.
That's all I got. I am continue to work.
But I'm not going to get reelected, Steve.
You do have a point.
I am continuing to work with insurance on all the claims we have. We have four claims out there right now. So what I will be doing is getting that insurance backdated and having them take care of the claims that we've had. So with the hydrant, the grinder station, the flow meters, and the garage door. So.
Is Greg making any progress on getting a hold of somebody for that? Like Roger, I said before,
he's tried to stay local, and he's called that guy 3 times, and he hasn't submitted nothing. So Greg, at last I talked to him, said he was going to have, because he even had some work for him to do some maintenance on these doors, because they need some, you know, new seals on the bottom, and some flashing stuff that needs to be done on the garage doors up here. And I don't know, you want to give the business to local people, but.
Yeah,
he hasn't submitted nothing, it's been 2 months.
If they're not going to call you back,
it's time to move on. I want to get these things closed out by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what Greg, he talked to me about, and I said, just go get something, get it done.
That's what I told him.
But if you can't get him to come out and do the work, if you got a problem after
you've called him 3 times, that's pretty straight you're out, I guess.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. We're going to look at the, move on to the added July claims, which appears to be, what, 101,000?
Yes, 456.33. It is a lot, but the majority of that was debt payments that were due for the wells and water treatment plant here, and then the 2011 sewer and stormwater improvement project.
I move to approve the five ash payments. And check numbers 16876 to 16895. Do we need to include 16855 in there as well?
Yeah, just because that one was avoided, and then just give you a quick update. What that was is there's no fee for doing these checks, I guess, for government agencies. So we changed that in our background check policy.
And 16885 for a total of 101,456.33.
I got a question here, though, first before we do that. CenturyLink now, I see they're $104.79 for 1 month service. That's way out of line. Do you want me to give them a call again? Because that should be about a third of that.
Well, that's for which one?
For the water in the hall, that's what it's supposed to be, about $36.
For the hall and the water treatment plant, that's two accounts. That's for the hall, which I believe that was, what, 48?
No, because there's CenturyLink down below also.
Yeah, one's from June and one's from July.
Yeah. So they're
two separate months.
Yeah.
And they even up to the...
Well, 718 to 817, that's 1 month. And it's showing $105.10.
Yeah.
And that should be no more than about $36 or $37.
Okay.
And the one up above, phone service 618 to 717, that's for the one that's at the, well, that's water in the hall, too.
Yeah, this is for two accounts, which we figured would
well,
be
we said we got one account for the water treatment plant and here.
And that's 30-some bucks, right?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
It's roughly around 40 with taxes and everything. And the one down there is 48-something plus taxes.
$43.95.
So, and then plus taxes, so we were...
But we're up to 104? That's yes. Not right.
There was a lot of...
And lot one of
I tell you, bills, I'm...
I mean, there's so many fees and taxes on all
it's
those.
Yeah.
No, there's not $60 worth of taxes on those bills.
Well, it won't be
no,
60
do
because it's
together
90, 70, 80.
Like, yeah.
It comes out to about 80, the base fees.
Right.
So you're going to have $25 in fees.
Yeah, that's, about,
got
that's 40, actually about right.
44 whatever, right?
No, that's like 30. I think the right bill on that is about, one bill was 37 or something.
We got this written down somewhere.
We,
I know we do.
Well, I can
spend hours on it.
Wasted a lot of tax money on these.
Well, and I spent a lot of time on
bills,
the
and I know you have, too.
And I mean, and that's what the agreement was, is that they were going to issue us a bunch of credits, but, you know, that bill at the water treatment plant should be $43.95 for 10 months, and there's, you know, probably about $11 worth of miscellaneous charges and whatnot. So, I mean, that bill should not be more than $60. There's $105.
I thought this $105 was for two accounts.
No, I think I just call them and have them send me an
item. It's $38.06 at the water treatment plant, and then $43-something.
So they send you an itemized bill?
$43.95.
Yeah.
Just pull that out.
For 10 months, right?
Well,
wasn't that the deal?
Not on the computer, we have it.
So that's 80, like I said, the base fees are 80 something.
Yeah.
But we're looking at
taxes.
We're looking at.
You're looking at $20 in taxes.
Yeah.
Which we'd have to, I'd have to look at the bill.
That's probably about right, though, because all those extra fees.
Well, what I would say is approve these tonight. We'll look at it tomorrow, and I'll work with you, and we'll make sure that we're not getting overcharged here.
All right.
Second.
Sorry.
Wait, there's been a motion.
Yeah.
And there is a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And you can look at
opposed?
It.
Carried. Oh, we should
we'll
say that's
we'll take a look at that, Mr. Williams, and see. We'll look at it tomorrow morning.
I'll move to approve the four hatch payments and check number 16896 to 16926 for 2014 August claim totaling $28,469.88.
I've got an issue with this one, too. If you look at the July claims for Carver County, It says phone internet 252.63, and it lists that as being for June. Here it's listing this as about $100 less, and it shows fees for August. How come there's the discrepancy?
You mean that the August one is cheaper?
Well, the August one is cheaper, but you know, where's the bill for July? It lists June on.
It might be worded wrong.
16881 is the one for July. It looks like, isn't it? Telephone internet fees for 175. Or am I looking at the wrong thing?
No,
sure.
This here one. 16,851. Here it's 252.63.
Right. 16,851 is June.
And 883 must be June.
16,881 is July. It's just not noted July.
16,881, yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's what I said.
And that is right, because we spent half a day getting that ironed out. And we know yesterday we just went through it, and we know it's all correct now.
One is higher because we were always getting charged cash from them.
Yeah.
So as of yesterday when we got the August bill, we now got reimbursed for all the taxes that we have paid since we started with Jaguar. So that's why it's cheaper.
So, and how much did that refund or that credit amount to?
Oh, I can't tell you.
I don't know. I have to.
I've got it written down in the office.
145 here and 175, you know, that's certainly a lot better than the two, whatever it is up above.
I want to say roughly our bill should be somewhere around it, we figure, Jeremy, about 175.
About 175.
Okay. Every month. That's about
75 for internet, and it's about $100 with taxes for all the phone lines. So we have that one I know is right. CenturyLink, that one I'm
going to look at.
Second.
Wait some more.
Motion made and seconded to approve the August claims of $28,069.88 with the four etch payments and checks number 16896 to 126. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. City Council reports.
Greg approached me here last week or week before and wanted to know what he had to do, where he had to string a wire to get that computer set up down there in his office. And I explained, ready to go. So I went down there on, I think it was last Saturday, and I got him all set up with his computer at his office, and he's got his own email address down there, which is hamburgpublicworks@gmail. So that's up and running. I don't envision probably him getting a lot of emails from the city council because I work with him with the water and sewer. I copy everything to him that I send to Jeremy so that everybody knows what's going on. The control circuit light, that control circuit is the reason the generator didn't start one time when we had a problem. There's a green light on the south side of the lift station panel down there at the park. Now, that green light should always be on. If you see that it's not on when you drive by, somebody's got to know about it. You can't see it during the day, but at night you can. As Jeremy said, that whole thing down there is all completed now. We've got a new horn in there that beeps when there's alarm condition. The red light flashes, and there's a silence button underneath the horn that you can manually silence the horn so it doesn't drive everybody crazy. I guess I'm more concerned that Jaguar was really all ready to, you know, get a franchise going here for cable TV.
I haven't heard a word back from them. I haven't heard from them again.
But I mean, are they that busy, or don't they want us?
I don't know if there's holdups or what, but I'll give Rick an email and follow up with them.
I went out and bought a key cabinet for Greg's shop because he's just got a whole flock of keys down there, but this thing will hold 25 keys and you can organize them. Floyd now was out on Friday and put the external antenna on the water treatment plant. We're fine-tuning some of the notifications there. Steve, this will make you happy. I checked in on the flashing stoplight. I talked to the county. I stopped over there and talked to them. And they want $2,000 to put that in. They cost $2,000.
Let's get them.
There's only one in the county. It's the County Road 34 and 33 up here, because they've had a ton of accidents up there, and since they put that stop sign in, they've only had one accident.
See,
And so anyway, we talked about that, and the lady had, she says, well, before we can even consider doing that, we have to have a study done. So they would have to come out and do a study and put some hoses across the road for traffic count and put a speed recorder there and whatnot. And so I said, well, I'm not going to authorize the county to do anything. I'm going to bring it to the city council. And if the council wants the county, and I assume that there's no charge for this, but if the city council wants the county to come out and do a feasibility study, if that's where the site will go, that's no guarantee that we would get it. And they said that they also have the issue, or I raised the issue about the fact that the neighbors may not like the lights flashing because they flash, you know, 24 hours a day, even when there's no cars around. It's solar powered, so that there's a battery in it that flashes it at night. And so if the city wants to go ahead and have the county come out and do their study, and then if they say, yeah, a sign would be good there, and if the county puts it in, you know, then will they take it out and put us back the old ones so we get too many complaints? So I guess it's up to the council what they want done.
Or where would it go?
Right up here. Right up the corner.
The county road, the county may pay for it for their study. Mm-hmm. It's one of the city roads. My guess is they'll try to build a city for it.
Well, no, the lady said that the county has responsibility for any city road that abuts or that comes onto a county road, just like the state has responsibility for any county road that goes onto a state highway. So
it's county road.
It's a county responsibility, even though Jacob Street's a city road. So what do you want to do on it?
I got a feeling we're going to get heat from the neighbors.
I just don't think we need to watch it stop sign in town.
Well, and, you know, we don't even know that it's going to happen. But, I mean, you know, it's something we've talked about for, like, three council meetings and whatnot. So
if they will do the study free,
mm-hmm.
free is a good word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Then
good.
I would say, mm-hmm. let's see what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not...
And but are we even guaranteed that they're going to do the study? I guess.
Oh, yeah, no, they will do the study, yeah. They do traffic counts and all that, and they said that takes 2 to 4 weeks. And then they come back, their engineers come out, and then they said, well, we can come to a council meeting if you'd like. I said, well, what you really need is a yes or a no to do it. And
you
I
don't
said,
need a presentation on a stop
no,
sign.
No, not at all.
Well, there can be a stop sign there, but there can be a lighted flashing prepare to stop at the top of the hill here before you get to town where no one is going to be bothered by the light, you know.
How about one of those speed signs?
Where?
Like as they go into Norwood from the west side.
Well, that's something you could request from Sheriff's Office, put the trailer out.
It's not a trailer. It's on a post.
Well, they got that too, yeah. You could put that
out. Greg said he's requested that trailer out here from the Sheriff's Department. Yeah. There's everybody wants it. So
You're lucky to get it once every 2 years.
I mean, this is just a sign this big. You come in and it flashes at you. I like that part.
How about this? If I tell the county that the council wants them to come out and do their study at no charge, and we'll look at what the problem is and see either a flashing sign there or a flashing sign saying stop ahead or whatever, and just get their recommendations and ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, that's fine. Now give me a number. I'd like. I got to run something by whoever is the one down there too. So.
You what?
Get me a phone number of who.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you just want to shoot me an email and I'll forward it to you, too.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And the backlight and the fire station here is still on during the day. And I took a flashlight and held it up to it and still stays
on.
Still
got issues.
So
it's all right. That's all right.
Maybe. If you call Rob's, he should just put a camera on that thing. By the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Get it done.
That's where it's comfortable. Doing it. Save it even.
Well, you know what it is? It's one of the little square ones that the conduit goes into.
A junction box or what?
It's just a little like that, and it makes a 90-degree corner.
It's a little round deal.
Yeah.
You use them most of the time. They're used to bring
metal junction box.
Exactly.
It's
an oblong type metal oval deal.
Octagon
most of the time, they're used to bring the curtain to bring cable in and out of a house.
Yeah.
Okay. The cover on. It sounds like it's a.
Put that away, though.
Okay. I know what it is.
Anything else?
That was.
No, I'm done.
I brought three things that I had were that electrical thing, the mildew cleanup, how we're progressing on that, because like I said, I was down there, and that hole in the driveway by the dumpster, so we're covered. My stuff's covered.
Chris.
The question came up about the park rental, down at the park. If it includes the usage of the storage portion behind the bathrooms.
Never has, the three buildings. That's typically what we've done. I mean, if we want, I guess I've never done that because I know the Lions put stuff back there and the electrical, you know, so I don't know. I don't know.
The reason why it was raised in that is because there's hot water there that can be used for people to help clean up, you know, when they have events there. And that kind of made a little bit of sense. I don't know what the council would want to do.
Have you ever been in that room? It's a mess.
What is that?
Yeah. I don't think this. We don't worry about it.
And then with that door, though, I mean, I know when I was trying to do the measurements on that lock is horrible. If at some point in time we can get a new lock put on, a new door in, and we'll put on there.
Maybe a new door.
Or that, too. That would be great. Because, like I say, the key I had does work, but you have to wiggle it six times to nowhere for it. So. Yeah. And then at the last Harbor County Leaders meeting, we had the Met Council come out and talk about the 2040 transit plan. The downside is any expansion to 212 is non-existent inside it. They're so focused on light rail getting to Eden Prairie that, affecting the flow of traffic from here into the city where there's two lanes on 212 isn't even being thought about until at least past 2040. So how that impacts us, it impacts the ability for some of the cities closer to 212 to attract some bigger businesses because it's not conducive to semi-traffic.
Traffic on 212 isn't a problem. It's their stupid clover leaf at 494 and 212. And during busy times, that backs up to 169. Mile. That's a full mile. It's ridiculous.
It don't work in the cities.
Yeah. Anything more?
God, you're getting picked on tonight, aren't you?
No. That's all I have.
Steve.
The building in the park. With the nails and the screws with Elkies.
Yeah.
That's being done.
Yeah, we just
figured it out. Yeah, just got
the. We passed that tonight.
Yep.
So, I'll get
it.
Dan figured it would be, that would be a fall thing because he's.
Okay.
A lot of construction people are super busy right now.
Can we get him to put an estimate on their just
single
freestanding shelter with just putting. I would say some tin on it and put some face in, soffit on it because the back shingles on the back side are peeling up. You're going to need more than one.
You
want to
re-roof it and then soffit and fascia?
Oh.
I would look at that with soffit and fascia done.
Is that metal?
I think it is.
Oh, see, then there's
a. Is that metal?
No, it's wood.
But because they had to cut out around something where they put the outlet box in there.
There's a plug-in or something up above.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do that this year yet or if that's a budget item.
Budget.
Okay. I think that should be done otherwise. It's pretty ratty.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, we touched on with the weeds and nuisances in town here. Speed sign. I'd like to thank everybody for helping at the National Night Out. That went well. We had some new people that I didn't know lived in town here.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good night.
I think, just to touch on that, one of the things talked about is maybe going by some A-frames. Signs, so we could put them out.
Like what the baseball club does.
Yeah, exactly. Because we could also use them for hydrant flushing or street closed or street sweeping, or there's numerous things we could use them for. Mm-hmm. So I think we should look at purchasing some of those.
Not a bad idea.
Need a motion? Need a motion for that?
Just go ahead and put it in the budget somewhere.
I would say, yeah.
Get some prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I do not have anything else. Anything else for the council?
Just one thing I want to add. I forgot to add during about the primary election law for filings. Everybody that was up, refiled. So Mr. Gregonis filed for the special election that we'll have, which is the 2-year.
Doesn't matter, I'm not going to get reelected anyway.
Not with your attitude.
You got to get nibs, man.
Remainder of that term. Steve, Chris refiled for council seats. And Mr. Maltz for mayor, so.
We may have continuity. We may have continuity, is what you're trying to say. As long as people vote for me.
We probably odds are in favor of that episode.
All right. Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Motion made to adjourn. Is there
second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.